Join us for an all-new recap of Days of Our Lives next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
We thought we'd bring a little excitement to the studio today.
Who's that sexy
because it was not that exciting in Salem or Greece.
Get out of my shot.
I am Matthew Evan Payne, here with my two backup dancers.
I beg your pardon. I'm always Beyonce.
I thank God every day.
Thank God.
I'd wanna be me too.
Why can't this be how Jay starts?
Thank you.
I would be tuned in.
That was
three
the most
times
fun
today.
I have had.
Would
all
you
week.
Like? Would you like Megan Trannon to make a little appearance on there?
Is that mine?
That's you.
That's so fun.
I turned it down.
Welcome to Edition Days, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Matthew Evan Payne, joined by the lovelies.
That's you
from
first.
My far
oh,
left.
Hi, Mark J. Freeman.
Hi, Mark.
And, of course, Mama
and
Bear.
And if I was you, I'd want to be me, too.
Which one of you? Mrs. Flynn, Mark, or Lorraine Love?
Pick one. Variety.
All
I offer variety.
All of the above.
And, of course, I am your fabulous host, Tony Moore.
Hello, Tony Moore.
Hello.
Fabulous is a strong word.
It's strong enough for me. I beg your pardon, madam.
Tony, you know what I have to say to you?
What?
Oh, God.
If I was you, I'd want to be me, too.
No. No. If I were
getting
you...
Getting t-shirts made.
I'd want to be me, too. I'd want to be me, too.
Let's see how many times we can say that.
I'd want to
be me, too.
Okay.
Let's play a drinking game. How many times do we ever say that we have to drink?
Oh, God. Well, at least that has a better chance of not getting us drunk than Usain Billy.
Billy, Billy.
God. Okay.
Who's your favorite character in Days of Our Lives?
It's a tough decision, but I'm going to go with Billy.
And you, Tony?
I don't think I have a favorite.
He always says stupid stuff like that.
I'm always that guy that likes everyone for, like, different reasons.
No, yeah. He just doesn't want to take a stand.
I really don't.
I'll let Kyler know that.
Any, who are you looking forward to just seeing saying. Right now? Like, I feel like the show isn't at its strongest point.
Clothed or unclothed?
Both.
Oh, yeah.
I think my answer stays the same.
Okay, I will say this. So, on Friday, I think it was Friday's episode, Theo said that he was going to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, oh my God, please don't come out shirtless because I would not hear the end of this on Sunday. And thank God he didn't. So, thank you.
I was thinking they were going to show
thank
him
you,
like, in the shower, showering, thinking about Sierra.
I can't believe we're thanking them for not having a shirtless
Theo. Well, because
Theo.
I don't want to be Dean Mrs. Pettis.
Too
I don't,
late.
I don't
it's
have
not a
anyone.
Bad title. It's a
no,
great
it's not,
title.
No, it's not a bad title at all, but it makes it sound like I'm just as obsessed.
As?
Well, I mean, if the shoe fits.
Listen, Mark J. Freeman is to Billy Flynn as Matthew Evan Payne is to Greg Vaughn, and we are not including Tony Moore in that equation. Okay. I'm just saying. What about Days? How was that this week? What y'all think?
I think we should just play Meghan Trainor for the rest of this.
Should we? I didn't love it.
Me either.
I just think that this is one of those weeks where there wasn't something driving the story. Like this was an info week. This is a just in case you didn't know week.
Right.
Oh, because they haven't recapped us enough.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Because they forgot it's 2017, and so they keep repeating everything.
And they're locking people up in cages.
Sorry. Having a Pepsi Cola.
Oh, boy.
Like Joan Crawford.
Get it together. Oh, my God.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dish and Days, and also on Twitter at _DishandDays. If you are watching live, comment in the chat room. And make sure to give us a 5-star rating. That is 5 stars.
On iTunes.
5 on iTunes.
Yeah.
And you have the possibility, by doing that, to become...
Fan of the week.
Fan of the week.
Bingo.
Easy peasy way. Those people that tweet me and say, how do I become fan of the week? go on iTunes, rate us 5 stars, write a review.
There's a good chance, too, that we're going to be taking calls today after the show.
Very, from home.
Well, yeah, and after the show. Yeah, from
from home.
While we're
on your Bluetooth as we drive back home.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll post the number shortly.
Yes.
Should we hop on into it?
Well, yeah, let's get right on into it.
It is now time to start. Dish Trays.
You so silly. Oh, my God, I get to do this?
Yes. When was the last time you did that?
I don't think I've ever done
this. So melodramatic.
You look so happy.
I honestly don't think I've ever gotten...
You had to have, because you've sat there before.
Then it might have been once. In the 2 years I've been doing this show.
Well, we can make it a
you know
regular
some,
thing.
Some Dish and Days fan too. Knows when the last time you
we
did that was.
We can just seat you in probably. The middle, and you could just come in, flip it, and just sit there.
Flip it and forget it?
Flip it and forget it and me.
I mean, we can... We're up for options here.
Is there an option to not hear Billy Flynn's name?
That's no, I don't think
happen.
That's... No.
Never gonna happen. Oh Gina has already given it the stamp of approval.
Oh my God, you got the seal of approval?
Absolutely.
Last night I got an alert on my phone that Billy went live on Instagram Live.
Uh-huh.
And I clicked it and he was at some club with Robert Scott Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Rob's
bridge. I wasn't in frame though, right?
Were you there?
Well...
Oh, stop please. It, lady.
He was
stop
in,
it.
He was there in Billy's trunk.
Oh, God. Hiding out. All right,
what
so let's...
What is he doing in there with binoculars?
Yeah.
What is he
what
doing?
What are they doing at the club?
Why didn't he call me?
Oh, my God.
I can see you at the outside trying to convince the doorman that you're with
no,
them.
No, I am Mrs. Flynn. No, no, that blonde woman, no, that is not... She's an imposter. Went something like that.
You wound up in jail.
Make sure you follow Gina on Instagram.
At Lorraine Love.
At Lorraine Love.
Right.
All right. So, Days. Now that we're back on track.
Oh.
Well, it's hard to say top storyline after this week's episodes, but top storyline...
Well, I think the top storyline in the writer's mind is whatever Hope is doing. But let's talk about what the real storyline is.
Which is
her
purpose. Well, I guess
anytime
we'll get into
she
that.
Walks out of the scene.
The first storyline that we will discuss is Chad, Gabby, Abigail, and Dario, even though they were on
different
in
continents.
Two separate. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. How do go ahead?
No, just they were obviously Chad and Gabby were in Greece, and Dario and Abby were in Salem. But I think that it was so storyline heavy about their relationship, still the ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry,
as you put on your Chanel.
My lips were dry.
Shout out to Risa J, who's in the chat room for the first time.
Who's Risa J? Hi, Risa
she's
J.
She's first time in the chat room, so clearly I don't know who she is.
Hi, Risa J.
Or maybe Risa J is a man. I don't know.
Either way.
I don't know.
So, how do we feel about the official putting in for the divorce?
Okay, this is going to be the fastest divorce in Days of Our Lives history.
Yeah.
Along with the fastest engagement in Disney.
Yeah, this happened quicker than JJ becoming detective.
Or Lexi becoming a doctor. That happened overnight,
Oh,
too.
Did it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least I think people were more on board with that one than JJ becoming a detective. Here's the thing. Divorce, okay, fine. Like, you guys are not going to work it out or whatever. There's no point in staying in a marriage that... is not great. I know that the fans are like chabby, 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 but
with an eye.
No, they're
Chabigail.
There's a campaign for chabby with a Y.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were gonna say chabby with an I is happy now. That's what I thought you were gonna say.
But the whole Abigail Dario thing.
I didn't mind them until this announcement of his deportation, and then.
But it's all made up, though.
Well. So for most of the week, I thought he was lying that he was even being deported.
Right.
And so I'm glad to know that he's at least telling the truth about that. But it's easy for him to get his citizenship without having to marry. He's conning Abigail into marriage.
Well, he did say that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And did you know that he was going to do that? I suspected that.
I didn't believe that he was going to be deported until I saw him holding that piece of paper.
Well, here's how I feel about it. I feel like if this were real life, someone would have respect for the fact that Abigail's kind of gone through a lot the past year. She came back from the dead. She had to refigure out her life with Chad.
Yeah.
It's not going well. Mm-hmm. She has to end that. Mm-hmm. So, like, For right now, just be her friend. Because I do think Abigail cares for Dario. Mm-hmm. And I think that there could be more. But I also think that she has gone through a lot. And mm-hmm. so she needs time for the dust to settle. But Dario is not on that same field. And what I don't understand is why Days would take it this way.
Right.
Instead of just allowing them to
blossom.
Just blossom and grow and really get used to the idea of Dario and Abigail.
Right. Rather than
having drama about it.
Well, it's typical Days of Our Lives fashion to force relationships on us.
Well, I guess. It's just.
Do you know about Dario's brother, Rafe? He was kind of forced into it.
In which relationship? With who?
What is her name? I forget her name.
Faith?
Faith. I think it's Faith.
You're so awful.
Chastity. You're crazy.
You're Faith. So awful. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I feel like there are too many triangles.
Yeah.
Like, yes. I feel like, okay, so let's recap the triangles. So there's Gabby, Chad, Eli.
Mark.
Yeah.
I literally was like, I beg your pardon, madam. Okay, so there's Chad. Oh, wait, well, Chad, Abigail,
Gabby,
Eli.
Mark.
There's that.
And Dario is in there, too.
And Dario. We'll shove Dario in there. And then you have Lonnie, Eli, JJ, maybe Gabby.
Maybe Gabby. Theo, Claire, Sierra, Wyatt.
Right. There's just too...
Yeah.
Too many.
Is anyone else confused about
that?
I'm not confused. I know who everybody is, but... I know what you're saying.
Oh my God! Is this what it's like sitting next to him?
Yeah, yes.
Is this what?
And I'm just going to say this now before I miss the
before
opportunity.
You forget.
If I was you, I would want to be me too.
Drink.
Cheers.
Yeah. So I don't. There's too many triangles.
There is too much going on with this writing.
Yeah.
I don't need them to be in another country. I don't need them to be anywhere but Salem. Mm-hmm. I don't need more than one triangle or multiple of that. Like, I don't need it to be all these people deciding who they want
to
be with.
You don't know who to root for. Side note, I will say, I got confused for a second because Rafe walked into TBD.
Oh.
And I thought it was
Greece.
The Athena Cafe. Uh-huh. And I was like, Rafe is in Greece? I was like, oh no, he's in Club TBD.
He's on the inside of TBD.
Yeah.
The outside of TBD is Greece.
I got so confused for 2 seconds. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, when did he get... he's in Salem.
Yeah.
So that was just a little funny moment.
Okay.
And also, speaking of that, so they're reusing the set. I know some people are annoyed about hearing about the reuse of sets, mm-hmm. but... they have some great new sets or sets that we haven't seen in a long time, like where Xander's keeping Nicole and Eric hostage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could use that in Salem. That could be someone's living room. Like, it's nice to see something different.
Something new and different.
Yeah, and there's a second one, and I can't think of what is the second one?
New set?
Yeah. It was some red room, I think...
That was on this week?
Yeah, and then there was the hotel room in Greece is also different.
Oh, yes.
I mean, not that it's like... It's just a nice change of pace.
Well, I mean, you know, different places calls for different things.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, but I just got confused.
And then immigration guy's office was Kayla.
I've been in one of those interviews, by the way.
Immigration?
Yeah, and it wouldn't be happening right now. It would be it's like one of the last steps in the process is having the meeting with the person.
Who's totally on board with it.
And it would be,
wouldn't it be a little more
instinctive?
And it was
after we were married. We were already married, and then we met with them. So.
Did you have to say, like, what his favorite food was?
They did ask a lot of questions that, I mean, we had been together anyway, so it wasn't really that.
Did you discover...
Stressful. We had our lawyer there with us, too.
Did you discover anything about him that you didn't know, and you were like, oh, I didn't know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did they come into your home?
No. No, we went to the their office. No, but that I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like
no.
To see pictures, and if you guys really
brought
lived
pictures,
together.
We brought we had to put like a thing together of pictures of us with our with me with his family and him with my family and all the things we've done together and stuff like that.
I just pictured two things. One, I pictured like the squad police like busting down Mark's door and like. Get down on the ground! And like, just so dramatic about immigration.
I could see being nervous if they doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I had no reason to be nervous. I knew we were being legit. You know what I mean? And our attorney was there, too, like sitting behind us. So.
And the second thing I just pictured was Mark putting together a fabulous like PowerPoint of like
him and his wedding
him
dress.
And Phillip's love for each other. Like,
oh, I walked in there. You know what I said? The first thing I said to the guy was when we were sitting there is, if I were you, I'd want to be me too.
This is the game today.
His mic.
This is, please, this is the game.
Do us all
this
a favor.
Is the game today. This is the game today. Okay, yeah, and yeah, that whole immigration scene, it was like, really, that's going to happen right now, and mm-hmm. and you pass with flying colors.
And then to stress the fact of how much he cares about her and loves her, and then maybe the revelation that she has stronger feelings than
well,
she suspected.
And it just proved like the point that she's there, and then has to say, "Well, I'm technically not divorced yet." I'm, you know what I mean? Like that conversation wouldn't. Happen in front of them.
It's
would,
not
you
realistic.
Would already be married, and then he would question, well, why, you know, what happened with this other marriage? Why did you guys get married so quickly? But, you know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff they would be asking. Mm-hmm. But no one in the writing room asked me. I don't know why.
I know why.
They don't invite me in.
I know why. I can,
same
I
reason
can,
the, ba- okay, same reason the bouncer wouldn't let you in the club.
My first day in the writing room, I'm like, okay, so there's a bomb. And Hope throws herself on it. Go with me. Go with
she
me.
She hits her head on it like she did The Rock.
And the first line that Chad would say to me is, if I were you I'd want to be me too.
Alexis, can you mute? Can you mute both of their microphones?
You guys in the chat room, we've been talking a lot about this whole Chad, Abigail, Dario storyline. Let us know how you feel. We're paying attention.
Yeah,
so.
And Gabby twisted her ankle.
Yeah, and then there's and it's the whole thing with the amulet.
Don't care. Do you care?
I mean, not really. I mean, I don't want anything bad to happen to Billy.
Well,
but,
no, I'm actually a little scared of the amulet. And although
amulet,
whatever. And before that, I was calling it the abyss.
Abyss.
Yeah. So I'm a little nervous only because each time it's talked about and handed, like someone just had some bad luck happen.
Yeah.
But
that wasn't the bad luck that I thought you... Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I just think it's more to come.
So somebody
but
just
I don't know
said,
how worse it's
going
to get.
But why? See, I thought it was going to be something like jinxy rather than like her twisting her ankle is something I thought, or like something catastrophic, not Eli saying, I don't want to see you anymore. Like, I didn't think it was going to be that type of bad luck. I thought it was going to be like, they are going to be cursed.
It's Days
and, like,
of Our Lives, girl. I'm surprised creatures haven't crawled out of the wall.
But that's more of what I thought than...
But I think you have to start small and then get
work
bigger.
Your way up.
Yeah.
Well, somebody just in the chat room said, let me see if I can find it here real quick. They said something about, which we have talked about, is recycling the storylines from the 90s and the 2000s. Was this amulet thing a story from the past? I don't remember. I don't know if
it's
that's what they
the
were
referring
to. It's
not the first time I've ever heard the word amulet, and I feel like it, I don't know.
I don't know either.
And then, and so also in this whole Grease equation, we had JJ, Lonnie, Eli, and Hope. JJ and Lonnie and Gabby were on the plane. They were working from the plane that was grounded.
I don't get it.
Well, they can't. They have to get clear jurisdiction. Or
they don't, but they can't do anything. They're in another frigging country.
But I also...
Let's send
five people to Greece and they can't do anything. Like, it's just... Like, do we need to have 800 people in Greece right now?
No. Yeah.
So Hope shouldn't be there.
Yes.
Let's just start there.
Yes.
Hope doesn't need to be there.
Well, yeah,
this
well,
whole
well, now
malarkey,
she does. Well, now
I said
she
malarkey.
Does. Well, no, now she does because... Now that she has looked after Chad, and now that she knows that
malarkey.
That
she
Lonnie
never gave two
hold on
about
now
it.
That now that Lonnie and JJ and Eli are there, she's there to help.
I hate how bossy JJ is.
I don't care.
What do you mean how bossy he is?
This is my I don't care face.
Like, demanding Gabby stay put or go back home.
Well, I don't understand why everybody's trying to get on Gabby. None of y'all need to be in Greece.
No, and Lonnie needs to be back in Salem at the hospital going through her withdrawal because she's not. It's not out of her system yet.
And if Gabby came there as a flight attendant, she has meals she should be prepping for the way back.
She said something to Chad about making a mean cocktail. Did you hear that?
I'm just saying.
Focus
on the job at hand.
I did hear that, but what I also just heard was completely ridiculous.
I'm going to be over here.
It makes it look like you have one of those wine purses.
He does.
I do.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I can't show the can because we don't sponsor them.
Well, if you were part of Joan Crawford's camp,
but
you
if
would
I
have a
were
Pepsi-Cola.
On Feud, I would be drinking a Pepsi Cola.
You are just out of your mind.
Squirt. I don't know what else to say about this storyline. I don't know what to say about JJ and Lonnie and them randomly kissing and making out.
I think the only person happy with the situation at hand is Kate. Because she's happy that Dario's with Abby and proposing, and then she's happy that Chad is with Gabby.
They really got their... I'm going to do a little segue here into the next storyline. They really got their money's worth out of that airplane, though. Because when Nicole decided to escape... They shot a scene with her on the plane, and then she decided to leave the plane to go back to Eric.
Right.
The pilot was like, "You mean you left him?"
I know.
The pilot said, "I have instructions that if you did not come back with Eric, to go anyway. Do you want us to go?" She said, "Yes." She's like, "We're heading to Salem." "Nope, can't head to Salem. Go somewhere else." And then I don't know how that turned into, "I'm going to get off the plane."
I think because she called Brady.
It was because of Brady.
Yeah.
But
poor Brady. Eric Martzoff's doing a killer job, by the way.
Laying in bed.
He looks sick.
Lays in bed like you.
Beautiful. Beautiful Eric Martzoff.
Gorgeous, darling.
Gorgeous Eric.
That was great. But there was a point where I was like, "Oh my God, Nicole, just follow instructions, girl. Just follow instructions."
Nicole, never.
I was vested in this storyline, and now it's just getting ridiculous. So you mean to tell me you hop off the plane, knowing how much power Xander has across the whole Greek island, you run up to the first cop who's like, "Yeah." And then you're like, "Why aren't you arresting him?" At any point, Miss Investigative Reporter, did it dawn on you that maybe he was on the payroll of Xander, and that's why Xander was sitting there looking all calm, cool, and collected, having a thing of cognac or whatever it was he was drinking?
He said cognac.
She should have introduced herself as Bridget.
"Hi, I'm Bridget."
Could have. I mean, if I was her, I'd be wanting to be me too.
Right?
yeah, no, I thought that part was already... And then now they're right back where they were.
Right.
Captured.
Right.
So what was the point in all that?
It's just... to delay the inevitable.
And why can't...
Typical day.
Why is it that Nicole was able to run and Eric... Why wasn't there a plan devised where it was like, "We're going to just knock him completely out and hit it"?
If your life is in danger, kill somebody.
Well, he can't kill because you don't want him to go back to prison. He did shank him, though.
But it's self-defense. He's being kidnapped.
Well, yeah, but like, I mean, if you're going to go through that whole plan, like, get something that's going to knock them out so that you can hit it. Yeah. I don't know. But whatever, they're doing a great job with it, so there's that. What else?
Marlena and John visited Brady in the hospital. John's right. Back, it seems.
Oh, that was nice to see.
Yeah, it was nice to see John back. And the other thing, and I guess this kind of mixes in with that, because I don't think we have it later in the doc, but no, we don't, is that Chloe, more people are saying stuff to her, and I feel like she's starting to understand the severity of what
she should have understood that
43
ago.
People have told her that she's in the wrong, right, and that Holly's not
her
baby.
Like the scene with her and Brian DiTillo.
Yep.
Better known as Lucas.
Right, that's it.
Lucas.
I loved the
Lucas,
scene.
Lucas, I am your father.
Where John put his head and hand on Brady's heart and was having a moment with his son.
Yeah.
Oh, and the heart rejects the body of Brady. Awful. Nothing is working.
They should have taken Bo's. Wonder if they can dig him up and take
Get
his
out.
Head.
Get out.
Well, man, at least we'd hear about Bo more.
Rather than...
Would you rather watch...
Would I rather watch?
Would you rather watch Hope or Sierra?
Sierra.
I knew you were going to say that.
Sierra, hands down.
What about you?
Huh? Hope. Hope.
All right, Black Hope LA.
Just because James Lott Jr. and I are black doesn't mean we're twinsies. Great. John's back. That was a touching moment. I just hope.
And I just, the other thing I was going to say, this was going to say earlier, is it's not the same Nicole. Like, I don't mind that she's softer because she has a daughter now and stuff like that, but like, remember that scene a while back where she kind of talks herself up? She's like, wait a minute, who am I? Like, I fight, I do this, you know what I mean? Like, this is what I've done my whole life. I want that Nicole back. I'm tired of this whiny one. Not that she's really whiny, but like, fighting.
I just wish they would get it together. Get out of Greek.
Yeah, get out of Greek.
Hurry. Like, that man has been.
Did we miss something?
That man has been at that airport waiting for them this whole time. He doesn't know whether anybody's coming or going. He's just sitting there chilling.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have to clock out at some point in time as a pilot?
He was probably paid one lump sum. I mean, who knows?
I don't know. But I just hope this storyline gets better. And if they're gonna use this as a way for Nicole and Eric to like find some common ground, I wish they would have used the plane ride back to Salem as more common ground. I think this is a storyline that they need to just start wrapping up in a bow.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up in a bow, Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, let's wrap it up. In fact, let's wrap up this storyline.
Yeah.
We've talked more about Bo Brady in today's episode than they have in months on the show.
Have?
On Days of Our Lives, yeah.
I never noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, they don't talk about it. I think it's in someone's contract.
This next one, out of the top three, this was the most bearable, I think. The Patch Kayla, Trip, Jade, Joey, and his blind date with Alyssa.
Mm. Okay, let me talk. Allison. Allison was her name.
I feel like it was Allison.
It was Allison. Only because there was a joke at my work and I with the name Allison. So that's the only reason I remember the name was Allison. But I liked her.
I think she
was the best part of the week for me. I was like, I like her.
I like her,
you guys together.
I saw her and I was like, Mark is reliving Roxanne and
Totes. Oh, that's who needs to come back. Roxanne. I need to get that hashtag going again. Bring back Roxanne. I liked Allison. I liked her and Joey's scene together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. I thought she was a pistol.
And then Lurky McLurkerson, Jade in the pub she pretty much should have been behind a bush. She was
And that whole conversation she had with her, like, I'm his ex. Like, I feel like anyone who's like, I'm his ex is automatically like, oh, what do you want? Like, get up on my face, because I'm not having it.
She was like, "Do I know you?"
Right, and like the lie. I'm currently not liking Jade because I feel like she's starting stuff that doesn't need to be started.
Like this.
Yes, like that with Joey and plotting to get Joey back, but then at the same time trying to get back at Kayla. Like, girl, choose a lane. It doesn't make any sense. Girl, bye.
Yeah.
Girl, bye.
Girl, bye.
Girl, bye. Girl, bye.
Let's just wave.
Bye, girl.
Wave, bye.
Girl, bye. Bye, girl. Girl, bye.
But nothing really. I mean, it's literally been the same. They're talking about the same stuff.
Well, Patch and Trip went on a stakeout together, where Trip got to see some folks get a little freakish, nigga.
Well, whatever.
No one seems to like this new Jade, according to the chat room.
I don't dislike her. I don't like necessarily where the story is going.
Scott Holston in the chat room said Jade needs to go. They shouldn't have recast the role.
I just miss Paige Cersei.
Me too.
I thought she played Jade very well and played Jade the way
Jade was meant to be played. Totally. Yeah. I completely agree, and I was saying I think that it was rumored a while ago that Vivian Giovanni was going to be leaving the role of Sierra. I think that this new girl, Gabrielle, would have been a better replacement for Sierra than for Jade.
Interesting.
Just their whole delivery, and it's...
Yeah. I don't hate the new Paige at all. I don't think she's doing a bad job. I think she's doing a good job. I think she just plays the role differently than Paige, and you're just used to seeing how Paige did it.
Well, so we know how soaps work.
I'm right, you're wrong.
Well, if I were you, I'd want to be me too. This is how I feel. Jade has come across as someone who is a very strong, independent girl.
Right.
Like Mark J. Freeman.
Right.
Thank you for the shout out.
And I feel like the way Jade is being played now is not someone who is as confident as the character is supposed to be. No shade towards Jade. The new Jade.
Too late.
No shade towards Jade.
However.
Comma.
I just feel like, you know, if you're going to be conniving, be confidently conniving. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. As a fan, I don't believe what she's trying to do.
Do you think New Jade is going to try and kill Kayla?
No.
New Jade is just trying to get back at Kayla for cutting her off and spilling her tea.
I think, though, that she thinks that Kayla's evil.
Well, yeah.
Well, because she cut her off.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want Jade anywhere near them, really.
Yeah.
Well, which was the vibe I got from last week's episode.
Well, she just wants revenge. That's all. It's like, girl, bye.
Girl,
guess step in.
I was telling him when we got here, at the theater the other day, there was an older gentleman who came up to the box office window, and he said something. I was like, girl. And I was like, oh, shit. I don't think he heard me, though. I mean, he was elderly, so I don't think he heard me. But in my head, I was like, oh, he's probably like, did he just call me
girl? Yeah, he said to his wife, he was like, I think the guy at the box office just called me girl.
My worlds are colliding.
Yeah, they are. And that's totally fine.
All right, what else do we have to talk about? Let's wrap this up. Let's get this done in a half hour.
What's next?
I think we've...
Chad.
Oh, well, but...
Did we talk about Chad?
But then we also have the...
just asking.
Trip and Patch had a moment.
Oh, yeah, with the stakeout. Yeah.
We talked about that. Okay,
it was real brief.
What else?
It was very brief.
Kate and Andre.
Like the briefness.
What about it? Mister, I have an opinion. Go ahead.
They had a scene together.
We're in tidbits now.
They spoke, and they drank, and they ate, and they moved on.
I love that you can tell that they love each other.
Yeah.
It'll
be interesting to see where they go with them.
I missed that somehow.
Yeah, remember they were eating, he was going to try to eat
Yes. Oh, the scones, yeah. And like, oh, it's going to cost but you. Oh, that was a cute moment.
Berries.
Yes, that was a cute moment. But and I mean,
nothing really happened.
But I feel like...
Right?
It took up an entire episode of just them. I know.
I said most of what's on here is like the same stuff we've been talking about.
Right, but the whole week has been this.
Can we just take phone calls?
Sure.
We're not there yet.
Well, but what else is left? Show me that again.
Pretty much, Lucas and Adrian had a nice scene together. He told her how much he missed her when she was in Arizona. Right. Also, a similar scene happened with Adrian and Justin.
And then he'd wait for her to be ready.
Right, because she said that after her surgery, she's not quite comfortable with her body.
Right.
Oh, okay, wait. What surgery did she have? Was that a double mastectomy? Oh, yeah. She had the double mastectomy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, girl. Okay, I'm with it.
So she's not.
Oh, because you were
gone. I was a month off. Right. Yeah. Wait, did she choose Justin?
No, she chose Lucas.
She chose Lucas. Okay.
And
okay.
Justin and Lucas seemed actually to be cool with each other after her decision. They kind of like shook hands and Justin wished him
the best. I don't think that's the end of that.
No, I don't either. Because you can definitely tell that she and Justin still love each other, too.
Right.
Well, there's just history. There's history there. You have history, girl.
History.
And that was pretty much it for them. And then this was my favorite, which was also pretty short-lived because it was really only Friday, was the scenes with Theo, Wyatt, Sierra, and Claire, where Theo came clean to Sierra that he had sparked the relationship with Wyatt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that he got Wyatt to message Sierra on the dating website.
And he fed him information so that she would fall in love.
Yeah.
Well, this is why I like the character of Theo, is because...
He goes shirtless.
I think that Theo, the way Theo thinks is how we think. It's kind of like, girl, let me just nip this in the bud and get this over it. Boo, I don't like you.
Yeah,
you
know what
I mean?
Right,
like you're playing her. I'm going to end this.
Yeah.
I fed him stuff. You know what I mean? Because had he kept it going, we would have been like, oh, my God. But the fact that he just
did it.
Came clean. I like that. And, first of all, when Wyatt was ordering breakfast.
9 items off the menu.
I'm like, who are you ordering breakfast for you and Sierra?
Are you getting high and then eating? Yeah, like, right. How much food did he order?
Right. Like, 2 burrito things.
A thing of orange juice.
Orange juice, coffee.
2 coffees.
Hash browns.
I'm like literally like, girl, when I go to McDonald's, it's 2 sausage biscuit and a small orange juice with strawberry jelly.
By the way, I left my wallet at home or my money at home and I'll be in the back playing video games.
Well, he said something about the ATM and then she's just like, don't worry about it, I got it. And literally it cut to Theo and Theo was like, like over it. Over it.
The thing I liked about him telling Sierra the truth was how emotional he played it. Like, he looked like he was truly broken up about it, the fact that he had misled her for this long. Because I think he really is an honest guy.
He is.
I love Kyler.
You think Kyler's honest or Theo?
Theo, but I like Kyler's, or I love Kyler's portrayal.
I like Theo. Because I have to differentiate. Because
I love how
you hoes.
I love how Claire is like, oh, and by the way, their relationship is none of your business.
Yeah.
To Theo.
Yeah.
He's like, but, and she's like, no buts, no buts.
Yeah.
Are you happy, Mark? We wrap that all up.
I'm elated.
Well, no. That's been the week.
Has been the week. Do you want to do segments and then we can take calls?
Okay. Well, we'll start with my segment, which is Tony's official 3 snaps award.
Oh, snap. Sorry, the board's not working.
Alexis. Oh, snap.
I love that.
Well,
I think that's how we should do it all the time. Well, since just Alexis going, oh, snap.
Since the board isn't working.
I mean, just be happy I didn't go, you go, girl.
Oh, I would have loved it. Because
had you did, you would have had to go, girl. Because if I were you, I'd want to be me, too.
All right, bye.
All right, let me do it again. Take 2. All right, now it's time for Tony's official 3 snaps award.
Oh, snap. Oh, there we go. It is.
All right, so I have to give it to Lucas. Because when Lucas looked at Chloe and was like, look, it's your fault that all this has happened. Like, you are still in Nicole's baby. That ain't your baby. And you're the one that made her go off. And you're the one that got Brady shot. So, ho, if he dies, it's on you. And I was like,
yeah.
Finally. Yeah. Someone told her. I was like, you know what? You get my 3 snaps of war,
Brian DeTillo. And that they gave him a scene.
What?
And that they just gave him a scene.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'm just saying.
Well, Brian DeTillo, Lucas, what is it, Lucas Roberts?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Lucas Horton.
Lucas Horton, that's right. Brian DeTillo, Lucas Horton, you get Tony's official 3 snaps award.
You go, girl.
Oh, snap!
And now it's time for...
Lucas Roberts.
Horton. Disaster.
Moment of the week!
I forget.
Okay, this is nitpicky, but it made me roll my eyes. This week...
I know. Us, Penny?
Yeah, you too. When Steve and Tripp were having their moment in the hotel room during the stakeout, and Steve told Tripp to go ahead and check the mini fridge for a couple of root beers.
A couple of root beers.
He just happened to have... When have you ever, ever been to a hotel where the fridge, the mini fridge, was stocked with root beer? Ever?
It's always Coke. Or Pepsi.
We're not,
and water.
Or maybe diet.
Right. And diet.
I've
There's
never seen
a diet option.
Maybe
ginger ale.
Maybe,
okay.
Maybe Sprite. Never root beer.
Never.
But it's a small. It's small town Salem, so you never know.
Maybe they have a maybe they have a root beer brewery that we don't know about.
Oh, the Salem Root Beer
Brewery.
Yeah. My God, I can't.
You know what? Oh my God,
I can't do it.
Hashtag Maxine's son
runs
the root beer brewery.
I can't. I never knew I couldn't say that word.
We are reaching for straws.
Brewery. We're the ones reaching for stars. We're the ones. Let's try Days of Our Lives reaching for stars. Am I reaching for the stars here? Yeah, you
might
are.
Work,
that conversation over the root beer when he told him to check the fridge for the root beer went in a different direction than I thought it was going to.
Where you thought
because
it was
when
going.
Tripp was like root beer, I thought he wanted a cocktail or like a
right.
a mixed drink or something like that.
That's
maybe
what
even
Mark
a, just
wanted.
A regular beer.
I said I probably wouldn't even notice that there were sodas in there.
But I do think that part of that scene was that they have that connection over root beer. They're both root beer fans. I don't know. It just made me roll my eyes. Didn't love it.
I mean, I get it.
How about check the fridge for a cola? That would have been
soda
more
pop.
Anything. But root beer, it was just too specific for me.
Yeah.
And that was my disaster moment of the week.
All
I
right.
love that you did it yourself.
Well, I didn't know if there was a soundbite. I don't know. Should we try it again?
Disaster.
Moment of the
it
week!
Takes a while. And now, Alexis, I want you to do mine now, too.
I know, right?
Sure, I can do that. Not gonna do it now, though.
And now, next.
Mark's quote of the week!
So my quote of the week is going to Ms. Nicola Wacky. When she was in the hotel room with Eric, who was making a shiv on the on the headboard, and Nicole said, he's like, I learned how to do this in prison. She said, the only thing I learned how to do in prison was macrame potholders. And I literally on my couch, I went, yes, she's back.
And then you lost her.
So Ari Zucker gets my quote of the week.
And that has been
Mark's quote of the week.
And then fan of the week, Matthew's going to help me with this because I don't have my laptop. But fan of the week is going to C. Kaufman in the iTunes. She wrote an iTunes review for us. Matthew will read it for you.
And additionally gave us 5 stars.
Yes.
You hear
that,
folks? You give us 5 stars. Chances are you'll get the fan.
And I do believe it says love, love, love.
Love, love, love is the title by Carly. And it's C. Kaufman 09. She said, I love this show. I get my weekly laughs because of Mark, Matt, and Tony. I love Mark's one-liners and his obsession with Billy Flynn. I love Tony and his facial expressions. All around entertaining, and they keep it real. Always.
That's
thank you, Carly.
We always
there
keep
was
it 100.
There was an implied snap in that.
We
always keep it 100.
Popping, you know?
We always keep
always
it 100.
We doing
we
the
keep
damn
it 100.
Thing.
100. We keep it.
So okay. That's our fan of the week.
Yes. Why do I have a feeling that's going to be what you post this week?
Maybe. Who knows?
What are we talking about?
Who knows?
And you know how she became fan of the week?
How?
She wrote a review and gave us
where?
5 stars on iTunes.
Look at that.
That's how you become fan of the week.
Hey, Mark. How do you become fan of the week here on Dish and Days?
I just said it.
Say it again.
Rewind.
All right. Well, that's been fan of the week. Are we going to do news and gossip?
We can do news and gossip, and then we'll take some phone calls. Just one.
Okay. Said just one?
Just one.
Oh, yeah. One news and gossip.
Yes. Congratulations to Ken Corday, who received his star this week on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Visit one of our social media pages to see the link to Ken's speech. We just have a
who
visitor
keeps
walk
letting
in
this
the
man
door.
Just walk up in here?
Like he owns the joint.
I can't say hi to Toni Morrison.
Oh, hey.
Anyway, make sure to check out one of our social media pages. I posted the link on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Hi.
The show's gotten away from you now, man.
Thank you.
And that was it for news and gossip. There was a great turnout. Oh, Alexis, is the photo showing?
Hold on one second.
Okay. There was a great turnout for Ken Starr on the Walk
for
of
who?
Fame for Mr. Ken Corday, the executive producer of Days of Our Lives.
You said Ken Starr.
No,
Ken Starr.
Starr. There was,
got it.
Yeah.
I heard Ken Starr.
Ken Starr also. You can see all of the actors from Days of Our Lives who were there. Just to name a few, we had Billy Flynn, Marcy Miller, Sal Stowers, Vanessa Williams, Brian DiTillo. Christian Alfonso, Teo and Lauren were there. Billy Susan Seaborn Hayes, Deidre. Yeah. I think I named mostly
and
all
Matthew
of them.
Evan Payne.
And Matthew Evan Payne was on hand. Check out his speech on one of our social media pages.
Yep, and you can see the whole ceremony on. I posted the link on Dish and Days and on Twitter.
Twerk.
Yeah, yeah. Oh well. Also news and gossip. The June event.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Summer bash, right? Sorry, I forgot. It's not. I always read it off the thing. Yeah, in Toronto, June 3rd with Billy, Rob, Vincent. And Eric.
And
June 3rd.
And there's one in August, too.
And eventbrite.ca is you can get the tickets for that.
And just announced, I will be hosting the Dual Coast event in Boston. Woo-hoo! Yay! Boston.
The original host backed out.
I am the original host. Oh, yay!
What?
Okay, so, sorry. So, breaking news. Sorry. So in Boston, I will be emceeing on August 26th, and the stars attending will be Eric Martsoff, Rob Wilson, Billy Flynn, Vincent Irizarry, Judy Evans, and James Reynolds.
Yeah.
So look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So glad that worked out.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
And hello, James Lott Jr.
JLJ in the house.
You guys can't see me because I'm like.
Oh, do I need to? You want me to?
Well, I'm trying to.
Can you see him, Alexis?
Which way?
Who keeps letting this man in here?
It's not
he has
moving.
To sit in the other chair.
Sit in the other chair.
So move all the stuff.
There you go.
This man.
Better?
This man just shows up and just walks in into the show. I never know who it is.
The very far corner.
Far corner?
Over here?
On the other side?
On my side?
The one. So you know where in the corner? Like,
behind the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's stuff.
Just make sure not to touch my bag or Mark's bag.
Don't
touch it, girl. Toss it.
Don't touch my hair, girl.
But I actually have some to say 20 more, actually. So.
Oh, do you? I hope it's good.
Oh, there I am. There I am.
Beautiful.
In the corner.
And today's weather is 95 degrees in the south.
Yeah, it is. It's hot.
It is hot.
But Tony, say something. I want to have a news and gossip. I have something to say, too.
Oh, that's it. I'm done.
Okay, you guys. So tonight, it's our one-year anniversary of Bowl Breakdown and Restless Wrap-Up. But what I want to say to Tony was because of Tony Moore, there would be no soap block that was happening in this whole show. I wouldn't even be here at AfterBuzz TV. So thanks for starting Dish and Days.
Oh, well, thank you.
Seriously, there would be no GH report. There would be no, you started the whole thing.
Well, I mean.
You did. So just say thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I was going to say thank you to Tony Moore for starting it out because now we have all four soaps on this network. And you guys are 2.5 years at this point. Mm-hmm. GH report's coming up on 2 years. Mm-hmm. And now the last two are a year each, and we have guests coming on. So we have a full panel on both shows. Matthew and Payne will be on Bold Breakdown.
I can't wait.
And we have guests calling in, and it's gonna be a good two hours of great television tonight.
That's fantastic.
But thank you, Tony, for starting the soap network.
Well, you know, thank you, James Lott Jr. I would like to thank all the people here at AfterBuzz TV who allowed a little boy from South Carolina with a dream to come in and pursue that dream right here at AfterBuzz TV. So to you all, I say thank you. I would also like to thank my original co-host, Mark J. Freeman, who has been with me since day one. I also would like to give the bruises to prove it. I would also like to give a shout out to Peter, one of our original co-hosts.
I would also like to thank Matthew Evan Payne for coming in.
And I also like to thank James Lott Jr. for being a part of Dish and Days, because without them, I would have been fine.
I have a lot left here.
I'll take it.
No, but seriously, no.
That's a good one.
But no, it's great to hear because it did start with Dish and Days. And I'm glad that James came on and saw what we were doing here, wanted to do GH, and then it spread into Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful. And you know, we do what we can in order to just, you know, talk about the soaps and keep the soaps going on.
And you guys, we're the only ones on video that are doing this. I mean, the fans out there, you realize we're the only one. There's nothing on TV, nothing on. We are the ones who do it.
Yeah.
Anything, all soaps.
And shout out to all the PR people who help us get the guests on the shows.
Yes, all PR people.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for working with us and allowing and trusting us all your talent
with
on
your
our
talent.
Shows.
And please continue to work. Please continue to work with us. Please continue to work with us. Please.
Yes. Please. And she's all, goodbye.
I don't listen to Emmy music.
She's playing you off. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I saw it, and also I saw it because it's King Corday related. Have you ever seen my interview with the Ladies of the Lake?
Yeah.
Which was wonderful, by the way.
Thank you. No, thank you. It was so much fun. You want to see everybody talking, have a good time, and figure out where this show came from. Go to AfterBuzz TV, go to Spotlight On, Ladies of the Lake, Michael Caruso, Kyle Lauder, Marie Wilson, Lily Melgar, Martha Madison, and Jessica Morris. And I think I got everybody in there.
I saw Kyle Lauder last week. He's so handsome.
Yes, he's very handsome. He's hot too. He's got a nice body. We kept joking about that on the show, of course, as you saw. So.
Yeah.
Man, these are lives related things, so we just wanted to.
Do you want to stick around for some phone calls?
Yeah, he's going to stick around. He ain't got nothing else to do. Also, really quick on news and gossip, I wanted to say there's a Passions fan festival happening.
Eric Martzoff.
Yes. So on Sunday, July 23rd, right here in Los Angeles at Hollywood and Highland, the cast from the daytime drama Passions, that's right, Passions, will be having an event. You can find out
Eventbrite.
Go to Eventbrite, type in Passions Fan Festival
2017.
Yes, and all the details will be there.
I'm gonna try to go.
Currently confirmed to go is Juliet Mills, who played Tabitha,
yes.
Lindsay Hartley, who played Teresa, and also played Ariana.
Yes.
On Days of Our Lives. Eric Martzoff, who played Ethan, who you guys know as Brady, and many, 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 many more to come. So if you are in the Los Angeles area on July 23rd, then come fulfill your passions at the Passions Fan Festival.
And you guys know, Juliet Mills was Nanny of Danny the Professor when I was a kid. I used to love that show. That's where she first got started.
That was before my time.
Yeah,
All right, so let's take some phone calls.
Let's take some phone calls. Tony, why don't you tell them what the number is?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the phone number, if I do remember correctly, is 424-253-0749. Again, that's 424-253-0749. Call us. We want to talk to you. We all here. Matthew, Tony, Mark, James Lott Jr., who came busting up in here like he owns the joint.
You know what's so interesting? If you listen for 1 second, Mark J. Freeman's never been this quiet.
I know. I got through a whole lot of stuff. I don't know why.
I've never.
I'm doodling my name.
Well, he is. But also, Mark writes down some of the most random things.
He does write stuff down on shows.
Like he's
nothing
like
is random. I wrote July 23rd. That's the passion.
That's the passion. He wrote King Corday as if he didn't know who King Corday was.
I wrote or Ken Starr.
Fan of the
Ken
week.
Starr. Ken
I made a heart, and then James Lott Jr. walked in, so I put JLJ.
So earlier, the doorbell. Okay.
Oh, maybe
remind
it's
me to tell you about
Trainor.
Maybe it is. Maybe remind me to tell you about the doorbell. Good afternoon, caller, and welcome to Dish and Days. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Jacob from Amarillo, Texas.
Hey, Jacob. How you doing?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Welcome back, Tony, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Jacob. It was a long time. I almost didn't come back, but I'm here. I'm just kidding.
The second chocolate twin is back.
That's right.
The original chocolate twin is back. James is the second.
I'm the second. The white
chocolate twin has been here.
That's true.
I just wanted to say
hi to everyone because you guys are doing a really good job. But this week's days was kind of blah for me.
Yeah.
There was nothing really going on, like you guys said.
Yeah.
It just kept being repetitive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I took a nap a couple of times when I was watching it because it was kind of boring.
Well, we call this week the info week, where, you know, if you didn't know,
now
you know. So it's info week.
They beat it in their heads like over and over. So that's what's kind of crazy about it.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say you guys are doing a really good job. Keep up the good work. And happy anniversary.
Thank you, Jacob. We'll see you later.
Yeah, make sure you tune in.
Okay, I will. And I'll see you on the ball breakdown, Matthew, as well.
I'll see you then.
Thanks, Jacob.
Okay. Have a great night, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The one thing Days of Our Lives is doing correctly is keeping us all informed.
Who?
Days of Our Lives, right. with a flashback here and a
flashback
out there.
If I didn't,
that's the star. The more you know.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, side note. Okay, so I wanted to mention the whole Paul and Sonny, like that little kiss that they did. I was like, I ain't buying it. That's all.
Oh, because I was like this at home.
I was like, yeah, they kissed, but like, you know, I need them to kiss.
Me too. I want to kiss them too. I didn't see no tongue or nothing.
Like this.
It was a quick little peck goodbye.
Yeah, I was like, it's like kissing my grandma or whatever. It's like, next. I want to see some real action.
Some kissing.
Two young, strapping men.
You, you were about to say something.
Well, when Mark goes to the writer's room, he'll have to let them know.
I made a note.
Oh, interesting. In the chat room, Willa Sargent said Ken Corday's mom, Betty, wrote to her years ago, and she still has the letter.
Oh, wow. Willa. That's hold on to that girl.
Yeah. I love that.
It was great.
That's fun.
Good money for that.
We have another caller.
Oh, hey, caller.
Hello, caller.
Oh, shoot.
Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
And how long have you been waiting?
Hey, everybody, it's Mike Riley from
Mike Riley!
Oh, Mike Riley, if I were you, I'd want to be me, too.
Stop stealing my line!
I have something to say to...
Mark?
No, to everyone but Mark.
Thank you. This is the time where I go get a new Pepsi-Cola.
No, it's to James and Tony, really. Oh. I just want to say that Mark is so mean to me when you guys are not there. And Maddie does not help me.
Oh, no.
That's a lie.
Well, you know, Mike Riley.
It's on the internet.
On the internet.
I need you to pull that up and send that to me because I don't remember
receipts,
that happening.
Maybe.
Don't do it.
Need some receipts.
Yeah.
Mike, I agree with you. He isn't nice.
Yeah, y'all.
And there's only so much I can do. He's a crazy person.
Mike
and I
Riley
sit right next to him.
That's what I wrote.
That is what you... Well, you know, Mike Riley, you give me life when you call in because I love to see Mark kind of squirm a little bit and have to be a little
squirm.
Bit more on his game. Yeah, because Mrs. Flynn is calling in to chit-chat with you.
Mike Riley in the chat room, Me World 2 said, Mike Riley is back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm always here. You guys just don't pick up my call.
Oh, no. I think that's, you blame that on Mark.
But one thing I did want to just say on the show, it wasn't about the show, sorry. It wasn't mentioned, and I thought someone would say something about it, but that Gabby, when she kind of brought up Will, and no one ever brings up Will.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of
interesting. I did notice that.
Yeah. Well, you know,
put it in the notes, so.
just prepping us all for what's
get
about
it ready,
to happen.
Get it ready.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I'm excited.
Me
it's
too.
It's in my notes now.
I can't wait to see how they.
I'm gonna start selling these pages on eBay. My notes from the show.
Oh my god.
I don't think they can go for negative increments.
This one, Mike Riley has Mike Riley equals liar on it. So if you want to bid on that, you let me know.
Okay. I'll fit it next to my...
Mark, don't do that. Mike Riley's a very nice person. Was that better, Mike?
I'm sorry.
I just stuck up for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Listen, I'm going to let other people call in, but I will say to Mark, I cannot wait to watch the Drag Race.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
My God.
You know what? I'm going to show up for that.
You should.
I'm just going to walk in.
In the words of Ms. Jasmine Masters... I have something to say.
I'm sure you do. All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Mike Riley.
Thank you for playing, Mike Riley.
Bye.
Bye.
Mike Riley's my favorite because I love to see him bicker with Mark.
I love his voice. He has a great voice. He's a great voice.
Mike's in New York.
New York, yeah.
Yeah.
He has a great voice.
And it looks like we have another caller. Hello, caller. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Isn't James talking about
Mike? Hi, Matt. It's Lonnie.
Hi, Lonnie.
Okay.
Hi, Johnny. Welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you, girl.
I missed you the few times you weren't there.
I know. I just went and disappeared. Just called me Wonder Woman's invisible rope. I was gone.
I put Tony's cell number in the chat so you can just call him at home when he's not here.
I will put your cell phone in there, ma'am.
So,
what did you think about this week?
About Zane.
Yeah.
Okay, when Kate and Andre were talking about when they were talking about the amulet,
uh-huh.
Why was Andre so afraid of it?
It's cursed, girl.
It's as he says, cursed.
It's cursed. Things that happen. I wouldn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole either. Gabby got that all in her purse now. All that eebie-jeebies all up in her purse now.
Twisted ankle. Get it?
How did she get it if it's supposed to be through Dad?
Well, I was going to ask that earlier too because I missed how she got that.
Well, she explained it.
Yeah, she covered it.
Oh, that's when I got pizza rolls.
Yeah, she said that she took it out to look at it. A cop walked by. She just shoved it into her.
Oh, so a good explanation. Sounds like Days.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it.
How do you really feel?
Oh, hi, James. Sorry. Hi, James.
Oh, hi. Hey, girl. The doorman. It's their show. I'm just crashing.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, girl. Don't worry. You can't miss me.
That's okay.
Yeah,
it's no
fine.
No one pays attention to him
anyway. Yeah, I'm just James Lott Jr. Nobody.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Lonnie.
Thank you so much for calling in, Lonnie.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And one more caller. Hello, caller. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
No, they hung up.
Oh,
fine, then. We didn't want to talk to you anyway.
Oh, dang! Oh, my God! It's like...
Tony, you look like, oh, my
that
God.
That was weird.
I think... Did you bring the amulet in the room with you?
I guess so. I'm like...
I mean, also, we've been saying, if I were you, I'd want to be me too. Clearly.
Clearly.
Okay. Hello, caller. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Amber. I'm calling from Landover, Maryland.
Hey, Amber. How you doing?
Maryland.
From Maryland.
Yeah. Hi, James. It's Amber.
Hey, girl. I know who you are, girl. Oh, my God. I know who you are. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so excited for the bowl breakdown for the anniversary tonight.
We're going to have a good time, folks. I got a lot of guests. I got some booze. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and I love
which is, so basically won't be different from any other episode.
On that show, yes. That's true. This will be good.
What'd you think of this week's episodes, Amber?
I found it was kind of boring. Like, I kind of felt like the entire time when I was watching, I was rooting for Xander to win.
Right?
Exactly. Me too.
I was kind of like, I want everybody to go to jail except Xander.
I want Xander to say, because we all know that Deimos is leaving the show. Well, Vincent Irizarry.
Right.
I would love for them to keep Xander on.
Me too.
I would definitely
Paul
love for them to
Paul Telfair does a great job. Yeah.
I wanted
a little handsy, but he's nice.
I wanted.
See, you started this, Paul.
I wanted to see Xander get on the bed with Eric.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Girl.
Oh, God, excuse me.
Girl, where have we taken the show?
I'm the one. No.
If there is going to be any man on men climbing in bed, it's going to be Billy Flynn and Lorraine Love.
Did you happen to watch the
No, sorry, Mark. It's going to be me and Billy.
Ooh. I said man on man, Amber.
I don't understand why everybody is fighting over Billy Flynn. There are so many other people on this show besides Billy Flynn.
Like Kyler Pettis?
Oh.
Interesting.
You say something.
Interesting. If I were you, I'd want to be me too.
Of course you would if it never mind.
So you'd be Mrs. Pettis.
No. No.
I was talking to him. If he wanted to be you, he'd be Mrs. Pettis.
No, because I'm not Mrs. Pettis.
Who are you then?
Hey, Alexis, will you put and change Tony's name to Mrs. Pettis underneath? In the...
You got it.
Thank you.
Oh, I think she's doing it.
I beg your pardon, madam.
Well, thank you for your call, Amber.
Or do you want to hyphenate?
And you, Kyler.
More Pettis.
What happened? Wait, what'd you say?
I'm gonna make a page for you and Kyler.
Oh, that's so for a page.
I will say Kyler will probably be like, WTF, what
exactly.
is happening?
Do you remember when the tweet went out and Kyler was like, y'all are crazy?
Oh, that's why I saw that tweet.
Yes.
I think you should hyphenate, because then your name would be Mrs. More Pettis.
Yes! You heard it.
That's what I put.
Someone quick grab Pettis. That Twitter. Grab that Twitter. More Pettis.
More
grab
Pettis.
It. Grab it, girl. More Pettis! If I was you, I'd want to be me too.
You know what? For some reason, I just have a feeling that one day we're going to have Kyler on the
for
show.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to see how that episode goes.
Yes.
I'm now anxious.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a delight. Pizza rolls, more Pettis.
Well, thank you so much, caller, for calling.
Thank you, Amber.
Thank you, Amber.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amber.
Bye.
Thank you.
Mark, you mentioned more guy-on-guy action on Days of Our Lives. Did you happen to see the interview with Eric Martzoff on the red carpet?
Yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that I asked him all these ladies, that leading ladies have left him. And then I asked him who he was planning on being in a relationship with next, and he was like, I think Brady and Chad, maybe.
I can't say I blame him.
No.
I can't say I blame him.
And I think that might be it for our
phone call
us this week.
That's it.
That was it.
Thank you, Jacob, Mike Riley, Lonnie, and Amber for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, those notes did come in handy.
Oh, yeah. I always write down their names so I can thank them for calling.
It's the first time I've ever seen that happen.
I always say it. Watch when I lead hosts. When I take calls,
yeah,
I always
write, several times
thank you,
whatever.
Alexis.
I never
paid attention.
Thank you. Why I wrote all the other stuff is beyond belief, but whatever. Side note. I wrote side note because you said side note. And then kissing.
I think I asked you to write something down. Did you?
Gabby brought up Will. I wrote that down because Mike Riley wanted me to put that in my notes.
Oh, no. There was something that you wanted to mention.
Doorbell.
Oh, it was just when you rang the doorbell, like every week you ring the doorbell and you...
To get into the studios
and you hear the doorbell and it's like, hi! The second you walk in and someone asks you right when you walked in the door, how are you? And you said, delicious!
Delicious.
It's my favorite.
I'll put that in my notes.
Delicious. Oh my God.
Well, I do that. You know why I do that? Because when I worked at Mickey's, actually, the chef at Mickey's, I'll put that in quotes.
Chef. Yeah. The microwaver.
Fry cook operator. Every time I would go in and I would go to get coffee out in the kitchen and I was like, hey, how are you doing? He would say, delicioso.
Oh, how
so now I start. So now every time someone asks me how I'm doing, I always say, delicious.
I like that. I like delicious.
It's perfect.
It is. It's you.
And I'm delicious.
Well, this was...
And you're more padded.
Oh, my God.
On that note, thank you so much for tuning in this week.
I have
week.
A feeling that after this show, I'm going to get a tweet.
Oh, you are.
That's going to have me and Kyler attached, and it's going to say hashtag more pettis.
Oh, my God.
Mark's going to send it immediately after the show.
And if that happens... I'm interested to see what Kyler's response is going to be. I'm just gonna sit here like this and wait.
More patterns.
Let's see.
All right, ladies, tell them where they can find you on social media.
Aaron said, me either, Tony. Billy is so ugly. Ooh!
Oh!
Three snaps of water.
All right, James Thought Jr., tell them where they can find you on social media.
So stay
great
tuned.
Great job, James. All right, so you can find me.
Stay tuned for GH Report. We have Sonia Eddie who plays Epiphany on the show. It's going to be a great show with her. We're talking Nurses Ball that starts on Monday.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. And you can catch me in 30 minutes in another studio talking about Tina.
And, of course, you guys get... Oh, Tina, as in like a drag queen.
Yeah.
Not the drug.
Not the drug.
And of course, you guys.
Although to some people, she is a drug.
True. And of course,
went home.
Yes. And of course, you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounger with Tony or my website. And of course, you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounger with Tony or my
website. Or more Pettis.
And of course, you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounger with Tony or my website, loungerwithtony.com.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne. And I am going to do another Instagram live at 5:45 Pacific this evening.
On the Dish and Days one?
No,
on yours?
On mine.
I love that we have social media that no one uses.
I use mine, and you can find me at Matthew E. Payne on Instagram for my Instagram live right after the show. It will be 5:45 Pacific, 8:45 Eastern, and I will be joining James Lott Jr. for the one-year anniversary of The Bold Breakdown this evening. Stay tuned.
Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
More Pettis.
I hate y'all.
Herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.